right now, don't fool yourself. Right now, the Republicans are frantically figuring out how they can stop Donald Trump. The Republicans are. Good afternoon. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Matt, Brett here today. So, yeah, we've entered into new territory. We're not. Remember when, because there was a refusal by Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan to do anything about immigration, that Obama had to do an executive order on immigration, and how everyone accused him, that's an overreach. There was a problem with immigration. It was just the fact that they hated the fact that he was doing this on his own. Donald Trump made up a fake crisis and now has declared a national emergency to fix the fake crisis he has created. And it is insane. I think we have to understand, we need to put this all in perspective. Brett, let's see if you can follow the happy magic bouncing ball, okay? The argument Trump and his supporters make are that to get him, to get Trump, the FBI and Hillary Clinton and George Soros and CNN and all media not named Fox News and the Russians and WikiLeaks and the Chinese, all of them to get him, let him win in 2016. Aha! They let him win in 2016. Do you follow that? Because I don't. I really, if you could explain it to me, I would love to hear how that happens. That is their entire argument. That the conspiracy theory began when they allowed him to win in 2016.
Did Q tell you that?
The Star Trek The Next Generation villain? Love that guy. God, who was the guy that played him? Oh, he was brilliant. Oh, gosh, he was brilliant. Nicely done. I love the cultural reference.
Good. I was thinking more QAnon.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about
that. Yeah. I'm not that. No.
Apparently,
I'm not that sharp to make a reference. Yeah.
I'm apparently nerdy enough to get that. Q, yeah, it was nicely done there. We'll talk Borg a little bit later on the Matt McNeil Show. I am such a nerd. Look at my new shirt. I love this new shirt. This shirt kicks caboose.
I should just let that stand. Yeah, I'm really sharp with that. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anyway, so there's conspiracy theory number one for Trump fans. Conspiracy theory number one for Trump fans is to get him, they let him win. Now you followed into our trap. This morning, Trump, I actually stumbled upon a fantastic tweet from Trump where, of course, if you haven't heard the McCabe excerpts from the interview, that he, basically there was discussion after he fired James Comey of possibly removing him from office using the 25th Amendment. Now, people don't know the history of the 25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment was put into place because Woodrow Wilson actually had a fairly substantial stroke. And towards the end of his presidency, he was relatively incapacitated. And when people talk about the first female president, that was actually Woodrow Wilson's wife, because they would ask him what he wanted to do. She would then go into a room where he, by all accounts, was mentally incapacitated after his stroke, incapable of even speaking. And she would come out and tell him whatever, and he would tell the people what that he wanted. And so it was pretty, that was an interesting time. But needless to say, the 25th Amendment came out of that. You had to have a way. They did not have a way to remove a physically incompetent, compromised president. And so they put that into place. And they were wise enough to say, if this guy has a mental breakdown or, I don't know, is baboon crazy like our current president is, that, you can remove them from office. And by the way, we're going to get to this press conference, because if you want baboon crazy, we got a heaping serving for you coming up here on that. But they put the 25th Amendment in to remove baboon crazy if baboon crazy ever happened. And here we are with baboon crazy. And henceforth, McCabe had said, well, maybe we should remove him. The 25th Amendment. Trump last night called removing him via the 25th Amendment unconstitutional. The 25th Amendment refers to the fact that that's part of the Constitution. It's been amended to the Constitution. Hence, He is looking and pointing directly at the Constitution and saying it's unconstitutional. That is a special level of stupid. That is a special level of stupid. Looking directly at the Constitution and saying it's unconstitutional. And as someone pointed out to me today on Twitter, and this is brilliant, you know, if you're thinking of if your argument is, and Trump's argument seems to be that they're using the 25th Amendment to try to take away his power, some sort of power grab by the Democrats. You do realize the 25th Amendment doesn't switch parties. It means Mike Pence becomes the president. Henceforth, that's the worst power grab in the history of all time. Because I'm not saying Pence, well, on certain levels, Pence is probably worse than Trump, but it's not necessarily a power grab. But this is what these clowns believe. This is what these clowns believe. They believe they can build a wall and out in the middle of the desert where no one is monitoring it and people come to the one side of it that they somehow are not going to get around the thing. I mean, that's what these people believe. They're just, and Matt, don't you label these. If you're a Trump supporter and you believe any of this stuff, you're a stupid idiot. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You believe that the powers conspiring against Trump to set this all up allowed him to win? Or that the 25th Amendment to the Constitution is unconstitutional? That every one of our clandestine agencies is all lying against Trump, including all the ones in the rest of the world as well. Okay. Needless to say, here we are. He makes up a story. Well, he doesn't make up the story. And once again, we need to point out, this is all being fueled by Fox News hosts. Fox News hosts. I mean, and it's about time. Maybe the Democrats in the House need to start hauling these clowns in front of some committee hearings. Because if they're going to have this much power over the president, maybe they should actually have to go out on the record. Maybe they should have to go out on the record and speak on the record in front of Congress. Because, and we have more proof positive that these people were the ones that are behind it. You literally have a group of people. And I talked about this on the blog a few weeks ago. Sean Hannity, to be successful, only needs about 5 million viewers a night. In a country of 325 million people, he only needs 5 million, and he's the most successful TV talk show host in the country. Rush Limbaugh said, what is it, about 14 million people every day listen to him? That's a lot of people that listen to the guy, but it's only 14 million out of a country of 325 million people. They are not looking to represent what's best for America. They're looking to get their rabid, bone-dead, stupid, cinder block with lips listeners and viewers to sit there and basically go buy the products that they're hawking. That's what their whole deal is. And so they make up this issue with the border. And Trump, who is desperate to appeal to them, is desperate to appeal to them because those are the people that show up, that drive 12 hours to show up to El Paso for a rally of his. Trump does what they tell them to. And he's now declared a national emergency to basically get his wall done. This is crazy. Here are, courtesy of Raw Story, the seven craziest moments from his announcement. The president went off on strange and unrelated tangents about China, North Korea, and other topics, and Trump's rambling address. Here are the seven craziest moments. Number one, Trump marvels at the economic potential of the communist dictatorship in North Korea. What? Yeah. The president once again touted his great relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and said he could imagine North Korea becoming a major economic hub in the coming years, given its location near Russia, China, and South Korea. It's right smack in the middle, Trump said of the country's location. Phenomenal. I don't know. Is Trump trying to suggest to Kim Jong-un that basically, hey, you know, if you play along with us, we'll make sure you're really wealthy? I think he is. He's selling it like a game show. Trump once again rants about the number two. He rants about women being tied up and having tape over their mouths While talking about the dangers of undocumented immigrants, Trump once again returned to one of his favorite topics, women kidnapped by human traffickers. You can take women and girls through ports of entry, Trump said, describing the need to build a border wall. You can't have them tied up in the backseat of the car and can't see three women with tape over their mouths and three women whose hands are tied. What is with you? First of all, what is with you, dude? And by the way, it should be mentioned that there was a story here. Let me see if I can find this here really quick. Stuff like this happens, but if I'm not mistaken, it's far more likely to happen here with U.S. citizens than it is happening with people coming across the border. Let's see here. Here it is. Yeah. Minnesota man. This is a Minnesota man, not illegal undocumented worker guy. A Minnesota man pled guilty to kidnapping a woman he met in downtown Minneapolis, offered to drive her home. Prosecutors say 37-year-old Dante Reese instead drove the woman to Wisconsin in August of 2017 and told her he planned to make money by trafficking her. The victim attempted to escape multiple times and each time was captured and restrained. The Wisconsin State Patrol found the woman running out of the wooded area with her wrists bound together and screaming for help. Authorities say fully naked Reese following her out of the woods and tried running across the interstate before he was arrested as well. Stuff like this happens. It happens here because U.S. citizens are doing it. We all definitely want to stop trafficking, but this is Trump taking a negative trait and attributing it solely to people on the other side of the border, with the implication being that if you build the wall, there won't be any more sex trafficking ever. And so anyone who's against the wall is pro-sex trafficking. Come on, man. He is just a loon bird, isn't he? He is just a loon bird. Three, Trump praises China for executing drug dealers. Trump dubiously claimed there is no problem with drug addiction in China because its government simply has drug dealers killed. The criminal list is much tougher than our criminal list, the president said of China. The criminal list, the drug dealers get a thing called the death penalty. Our criminal list, a drug dealer gets a thing called how about a fine? I don't know about you, but I don't think that that's true in any capacity. He's just pulling stuff out of his caboose now. Four, Trump rips his fellow House Republicans for not building the wall during his first 2 years in office. The president seemed, and that should tell you something, that even when such lapdogs as Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell didn't go along with you, there you go. Five, Trump admits that his emergency order will likely go down in flames in the U.S. courts. We'll have a national emergency, Trump said, before adding, and then we'll be sued, and then they'll sue us in the Ninth Circuit, even though it shouldn't be there, and we'll probably get a bad ruling, we'll get another bad ruling, then in the Supreme Court, and then hopefully we'll get a fair shake, and we'll win at the Supreme Court. Trump rambles about right-wing talk show hosts who say the nice things about him. This is number six. The president gave a special shout-out to the conservative pundits who pushed him to shut down the federal government and even praised Rush Limbaugh for having stamina to talk on the radio for 3 straight hours. Sean Hannity has been terrific, terrific supporter of what I do, Trump said. Rush Limbaugh, I think he's a great guy. For 3 hours he speaks, he's got one of the best, biggest audiences. Yeah, he's got 15 million people, but he's making decisions for 325 million people. And he does not have the best interests of 325 million people at heart. And that's getting real scary, by the way, the way that he is so easily. If he is desperate for your approval, whether it's Vladimir Putin or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, he will do anything in his power to get you to like him. And that is insanity. That alone should have him removed from office. Trump admits he didn't actually need a signed emergency order. This little nugget here, this is pretty wild because this pretty much negates his entire legal defense out there. Trump admits he didn't actually need to sign an emergency order to build the wall. I didn't need to do this, Trump said in the emergency order, but I'd rather do it much faster, admitting this could undercut Trump's legal argument that he had to declare a national emergency, as it's difficult to argue you need to do something when you admit you didn't need to do it. Also, by the way, he mocked the Chinese accent when he was talking about the death penalty. That should be mentioned as well. He actually pulled out a Chinese accent and mocked the Prime Minister of China in his official national emergency declaration. Wow. So there you go. There's where we're at. When we come on back, I'll take a break right now. When we come on back, I will tell you really why. We'll break down why exactly the Republicans are the ones who are frantically trying to figure out a way to stop this at this point. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. I look at you and the blood boils hot.
I feel my temperature. We are sleepwalking into a disaster. Climate change is burning down our forests, flooding our coastlines, and parking the polar vortex in our own backyard. What can we do? Please join us at Shepherd of the Hill Church of Chaska for a one-hour talk from meteorologist Paul Douglas on Tuesday, February 19th at 7 p.m. Paul's new book is called Caring for Creation, The Evangelical's Guide to Climate Change and a Healthy Environment. This talk is part of the Tuesday Dialogue series hosted at Shepherd of the Hill Church of Chaska, a progressive congregation that teaches Dr. King. It has the big red rocker out front at 145 Engler Boulevard and Highway 41. I'm your host, Pastor Dean J. Seal. Free and open to the public, co-sponsored by the Southwest Metro and Chaska Citizens Climate Lobby, Interfaith Power and Light, and AM 950. Find us on Facebook or at ChaskaChurch.org. Again, that's Tuesday, February 19th, 7 p.m. Be there. Aloha.
Hey, this is Hunter Hawes of the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, and I'm inviting you to celebrate the Blue Wave at the Blue State Ball on Saturday, March 2nd at Blaisdell in Minneapolis. VIP reception starts at 5, where you can mingle with Tom Hartman, John Fugelsang, Matt McNeil, and all the other AM 950 personalities. Then general admission starts at 6:30. This year's ball is sponsored by Howling for Wolves and Northern Sun with food from It's Greek to Me. Don't forget, I'm the DJ of the ball this year, so come party with me at the Blue State Ball Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell. Tickets at am950radio.com.
On February 19th from 6 to 8 p.m., come sit around the farm table at Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe and learn more about the Cultural Wellness Center, Seward Co-op's February seed recipient. The Cultural Wellness Center is working on a new project that will create a blend of culinary heritage, self-love, and business incubation for African-American food entrepreneurs. Their new cafe space will be a cooperative and supportive environment focused on reconnecting, rediscovering, and reinventing the culinary traditions of our past. Enjoy a meal designed by Creamery Cafe staff and inspired by this work. Ingredients sourced from community foods producers. Tickets for the February 19th Farm Table 3-course dinner are $40, and there is a non-alcoholic beverage pairing for an additional $7. Beer, wine, and other beverages will be available for purchase. Tickets are limited, so grab your seat at the Seward Co-op Creamery's Farm Table right away. Visit seward.coop and click on events to purchase your tickets now.
I'm Connie Buehr, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. Join us next Saturday as we explore the secret and not-so-secret life of emotions. Come explore this foundation of all creation with us and learn more about how to use it in your life. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Here's why the Republicans are going to be desperate to kill this. Because if this precedent stands, they can't stop the next Democratic president. There is no way around this. This is a completely fabricated thing that's going on. There is no data that supports this. There's no news reporting that is legitimate that's backing this up. This is a completely made up argument. And when they get to the courts, They're basically, if the courts back up Trump and say, and once again, and this is a problem of their own creation. They have fixed the Supreme Court with pro-Trump stooges. Of course, Alito, Thomas, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh are all going to do exactly what Donald Trump tells them to do. And then the question then comes down to Chief Justice Roberts, if he's going to, you know, try to save the country. Because Roberts has at least been shown signs that he is willing to step out there and save the Republicans from themselves. And if this gets to the Supreme Court, the standard you're creating is that the president can make up a scandal. That is, you don't need evidence. You don't need proof. I mean, forget about stuff with proof and evidence. I mean, we've got to talk about the gun issue. We could talk about health care. We could talk about climate change, where there is mountains of evidence for it. That all stuff would be clearly legitimate. We're talking that the president could come up here and say that we all need to eat Reese's peanut butter cups because those block the radio waves from Bulgaria. And that everyone, the federal government's going to buy as many Reese's peanut butter cups and give as many Reese's peanut butter cups to everyone they possibly can because we have to block the Bulgarians. And there's really, if the courts allow this to go through, which they very easily could, I mean, don't fool yourself. This is what, that court was created to basically do what Trump says. And it's going to come down to the stuff with the Russia investigation, the collusion, and WikiLeaks and all that stuff. That's all going to come on down to the Supreme Court. And once again, the fix is going to be in, on I think, on some of that stuff. Trump's going to leave office probably after his first term and then probably run to Russia or Saudi Arabia and live out the rest of his life in a foreign country, which would really be wild. As far, I don't think we've ever had anything like that happen. We've had presidents visit foreign countries, sometimes for extended periods, but never, you know, change address to a foreign country. And he probably will just to avoid from ever getting prosecuted. But you have to look at what this precedent would say. Now, I have zero doubt that there are going to be more than enough Republicans. Because that is what they're looking at. They've created a system where they, as even the minority party, and they're going to try their hardest to say the filibuster still matters the minute they lose the majority. They've done a magnificent job of being able to control and dictate what goes on. What they can't do is when the executive branch has the power to do stuff on their own, like major gun reforms. And you know, he can just declare a national emergency and off he goes. And there is nothing they will be able to do to stop him. They won't. And so this is like a nightmare scenario for the Republicans because they've got to stop their own guy from doing something. And trust me, they don't want to. I think Mitch McConnell and Rubio and the rest of these guys would love to have the border wall get built so they can go on out there and do photo ops in front of it and say, hey, look, we've done our job. The reality is if they allow this to go through on a national emergency, that it just opens up the Pandora's box of what in the world the next president, if it's a Democrat, can do with a national emergency declaration. And they'll scream, and I guarantee you, every hypocritical Republican who right now is keeping their mouth shut will scream, that's different. That's not what Trump did. This is, you can't do this. And yet, no, you're not. You've set legal precedent. Because this will go through the courts. And so the question then becomes, will Roberts save the Republican Party from themselves again? Or will he go along with this and say, you know what? No, my interpretation of the Constitution is that the president wants to use national emergency funds, declare a national emergency on an issue. He can basically direct as many funds in any direction that he wants to. And yeah, that is some authoritative crap that has come from the Republicans, and if they don't kill this, my hope is they don't, because it sure would be sweet on day one of a Democratic administration to see, you know, especially if they had a Democratic in House and Senate, say, could you, by the way, you know, get me another few $1 trillion worth of money for climate change and for gun control and for health care, and let's get these problems fixed once and for all, because the Republicans have been more of a hurdle than a help, and get these things fixed. I actually do. I mean, I'm dead serious. I mean, if what's good for the goose, folks, what's good for the goose, if it's good for Donald Trump, then sure as heck should be good for us. This is why the Republicans, my guess is sometime in the next 2 weeks, there will be a vote in the Senate, which will overwhelmingly be against Trump on declaring a national emergency. And then there will be Republicans who write amicus briefs against Trump to try to kill this in the courts. But if this does go all the way through, I mean, you know, you guys got upset when Obama did an executive order on immigration. Holy God. I mean, you really are setting a precedent here, which is unbelievable. And like I said, I can't believe there's any Republican right now who's saying, oh God, this is a good idea, because it becomes impossible. I mean, and if you're the next Democratic president and you come on out and they say, you can't do that, you just come on out and say, hey, he made up a whole thing fake about the border wall and built a border wall. Sure as hell I can do this. It takes away a tremendous amount of their power. And at the end of the day, a reminder, there's a lot of people paying Republicans to do things in a very specific way. There are a lot of people paying Republicans to do things that they want them to do. And if all of a sudden the power for them to stop gun control or stop healthcare reform or stop climate change from going in, I mean, imagine, just think about the amount of money the petroleum coal industry gives to Republicans every year in campaigns being useless because the executive branch can just declare a national emergency and we'll fight climate change. Yeah, this is a nightmare scenario for the Republicans. They're going to, my gut feeling is they're frantically going to try to end this right now. They're going to say, you've got to kill this. You can't stop this. We cannot allow this to go. And they're going to be hoping the courts follow their lead. Like I said, to a point, I kind of hope that they don't win, because I tell you what, I mean, I think in this day and age, you know, if we're going to play a game of winner take all, fine. Get the Democrats in there. Let's get some climate change fixed. Let's get gun control enacted, and let's get health care for everyone. And then you can go pass a constitutional amendment that basically says another president can't do a national emergency to do this, but only after we get our fair share too. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself, because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design in St. Louis Park and host of Drink in the Style every Sunday at 5 p.m. You're listening to AM 950, so I already know that you care about your community, and I'd like to encourage you to demonstrate that commitment by shopping at locally owned businesses like Habitation. Not only do we have some of the most exciting furniture lines in Minnesota, we've selected those manufacturers that offer value and style while doing business the right way. Habitation offers sustainably sourced furnishings from premium suppliers like Phillips Collection, Trika Furniture, and North Carolina-based Lazar Industries. Each offers an array of styles, fabrics, and materials. And Habitation's ASID design team can help you turn your space into an oasis that brings joy and happiness no matter what is going on in the world outside. Won't you give us a chance to earn your business? Stop into Habitation at 4317 Excelsior Boulevard and see how you can make your space exceptional.
And I should mention as well, once again, we're featuring all the restaurants this weekend for eatlocalminnesota.com. All of them are featured. That means that if you did not go out for a nice romantic dinner last night with your special loved one for Valentine's Day, well, you still have time. You can enjoy one of those great restaurants in throughout the metro area. Just go to eatlocalminnesota.com, find a great local restaurant. Many of them are locally sourced. You get a great meal and the money stays local. Eatlocalminnesota.com. Kelly is in Minneapolis. Let's bring Kelly on in. Welcome on in.
Matt, I'd like to talk about Amy Klobuchar, if possible.
Go ahead, sir. What would you like to say?
So, I think that Amy could be one of those people, those candidates, that could go off of the small dollar donation rather than the large dollar donation. But she has said some things in the past week that a couple other, you know, 2020 contenders, Democratic contenders have said, and that she doesn't think that Medicare for All is going to go. And here's something that I think you've said it before, that it's polling in the 65 to 70 category. And why wouldn't she, other than the fact that she has donors she needs to appease, and I hate to say that about Amy because I've had her sign up in my lawn for years, but what do you think?
It's interesting, and Kelly, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. The process here is the same as it always has been, and this is regardless of if you're a Democrat or you're a Republican. Your primary process is a sprint to the left on the Democrats, a sprint to the right on the Republicans. And, well, I should say it's changed a little bit on the Republicans. On the Republicans, it's you can't sprint back to the middle for appeal. You have to basically just scream as far right as you can. The Democrats then kind of try to come back to the middle to try to find some, you know, to prove that they, basically to sacrifice the party to try to suck up to a few moderate Republicans that might vote for them. Amy Klobuchar, of the people who have announced so far, is one of the more moderate ones. I mean, if you're looking at the Democratic Party and you got moderate Democrats, you got traditional Democrats, and you got progressive Democrats, I mean, I would put Amy in the category of, you know, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, where they were very moderate. I mean, it's, you know, Obama, didn't he expand gun rights on in national parks? And, you know, there's a ton of conservative things that Bill Clinton signed off of on with the Republicans in the 1990s, especially after he got his tax cut, his economic stimulus plan put through. So, you know, there is that moderate side. She has shown a willingness to take the pro big business side over the environment, over over Medicare expansion, stuff like that. I don't know where she's necessarily at with Medicare and Medicaid, but I will say this is that that is going to be something that she's going to need to deal with if she is going to win the nomination. Now, outside of Minnesota, where she is beloved, and we talked about this with Schechter on Wednesday, she is going to have to convince the progressives in these other states that she is a champion of progressive rights. And she does have some issues that she does definitely fall down on the progressive side. But Polly meant mine. That one I disagreed with you wholeheartedly on. I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you a pass on that one. That is, sulfide mining is the worst damn idea I've ever seen proposed for the pristine wilderness, which is northern Minnesota. And there is no amount of mercury or gold or nickel or copper that's under those rocks that's worth wiping out the Boundary Waters Canoe area and the northeastern part of the state of Minnesota. There just isn't. There just isn't. So I would 100% disagree with that. If she's, I mean, I like the idea of Medicare for All. If she's got another plan that basically gets people the affordable coverage that they need, gets prices down, prevents people from having to go on out there and, you know, have to choose between death and bankruptcy when it comes to an ill family member, I'd like to hear it. Here's one thing I'm going to be very interested in. Watch Klobuchar when it comes to the prescription drug pricing. Oh, I'm sure we'll get a lot of, I'm outraged too. But what, I mean, we have Democrats right now that are starting to propose, here's, we need to haul these people in front and take a look at what these costs are. Because right now, and let's just, you know, cut the crud, most of what you're paying for asthma medication, insulin, for EpiPens, all that stuff, that's executive bonus money. You're paying money for basically the sixth and seventh vacation property, for super-duper bonuses, for private jets. That's what you're paying for. And so the question then becomes, do we say the federal government or even just a state government can start buying drugs in mass at bulk rates to lower the prices? Well, I think that might be the next step. And, you know, if then maybe if these companies do not want to lower their prices, maybe we look at their trademarks. Like, maybe we look at what they've got and say, you know what? We're not going to allow you to hold a few million people who have an illness hostage just because of greed. So, you know, and maybe we need to look at that. It'll be interesting to see how Klobuchar goes down that road. It will be interesting to see how she does, because just wagging your finger at these companies is not going to do it anymore. You have to actually start talking about some action and putting some things through, because I think that is what's going to get these people to, you know, change their what's going on. Hey, I did want to make sure I mention one final time this week. Our friend is Robert Burrell. Of course, ran a show here for many years. That was a very good comedy show there. We enjoyed it quite a bit. And he, of course, is going to be doing a live recording that is going to go on here. I believe it is on, it's on Saturday night, Sisyphus Brewing, if I'm not mistaken. And it's going to be over on Sisyphus. I think he's got two shows there, 7:30 and 9:30. And yeah, he's and here it is. I got it right here. Let's see. I'm scrolling frantically. That's right. 7:30, 9:30. Sisyphus Brewing. He's recording his latest album at Stand Up Records. You can go to the link on my Twitter and Facebook page, find the tickets there, and go out there, go to Sisyphus, fill up the place, get there for his live audio recording. That's going to be a lot of fun. Robert, all my best on that. That is tomorrow night, 7:30, 9:30 at Sisyphus for Robert Burrell. 952-946-6205. And then also, we should mention, while I got a quick second here, Blue State Ball. That is, we're definitely looking forward to that. So it's 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks, isn't it?
Wow, that is soon.
That is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. We've got Fugelsang coming in, and I'm going to try to get Fugelsang into my show. I think we're going to try to get Tom Hartman on the repertoire. Whatever that show, The Rifleman. That's what you guys are doing, right?
Yeah,
that's The Rifleman. I love that show.
I know Fugelsang. Yeah, you're a big fan of his.
Oh,
man crush, right?
I'm not man crushing on. I like the guy. He's a pretty good guy. I think he's pretty. I agree with his policies. Of course, we got Fugelsang coming in town. Tom Hartman, all of our regular show hosts, we're all going to be here. We'd love to see you out there as well. This is going to be on March 2nd at the Blaisdell. VIP event is at 5. The 6:30, we open the doors for general admission, and then we're going to be having the speaker start at 7 o'clock. We want you to be there. Get your tickets at am950radio.com. And once again, we do have that breakfast with Tom. If you want to get a chance in on that, that is a very limited amount of seats as well. The VIP event, the breakfast with Tom on Sunday, you want to get those, you need to get up online to am950radio.com and take advantage of that. All right? All right. So we got a pretty good sales going on for right now, right there?
Oh, those tickets they sell out every year. And by the way, you can only order those Tom Hartman brunch tickets by calling us, 952-946-8885. No online ticket.
Oh, there's no online. We have the information online.
Yeah,
We have the information on the website.
But the phone number's on there, too, in case you can't remember it.
Well, call us. We like chatting. You want hot talk with Matt? Well, call us right now, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll get to the gun control measures here, because I want to make sure I point out the Republicans where their stance is here. But I do want to mention KMSTP TV anchor Jeff Passolt was walking back to his car after interviewing then-Governor Mark Dayton in February of 2017 when he slipped and fell on a patch of ice. Now he's suing the state agency he says was responsible for maintaining the sidewalk, claiming the Minnesota Department of Administration was negligent in its care of the well-traveled pedestrian area near the Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul, according to a lawsuit filed in Ramsey County. On Wednesday, the department pointed a finger back at Passolt, writing in its answer to the suit that Passolt's fall was a result of his own negligence or that of others the department has no control over. The legal document said Passolt filed the personal injury suit against the department earlier this week. It seeks monetary damages in excess of $50,000 to cover the cost associated with the injuries Passolt suffered in the fall. Passolt was seriously and permanently injured, his suit says, adding that his addition to the financial burden of the mental costs, the incident has affected the news anchor's professional earnings through past wage loss as well as diminished failure or future earning capacity. You're a TV news anchor. Can you not sit? I'm actually asking that a legitimate question. Can you not sit? Is that now hard for you? Yeah. The news anchor injured a hip in the fall, according to his attorney, Michael Brandt. It's affected every aspect of his life because you need a hip to walk. He was out of work for a long time and is still giving him pain all the time. He abutted the Minnesota Judicial Center at 25 Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Given its proximity to the Judicial Center and the state capitol, he assumed the sidewalk would have been treated with the utmost care and attention from those maintaining it to provide safe walking, the suit says. Okay. Now, there's a reason I am bringing this up. If you don't know the history of Jeff Passolt, Jeff has been, well, he's a conservative. He's a right winger. As a matter of fact, I went back and looked. I mean, he railed against libraries. He thought that the libraries were a waste of taxpayer dollars, that no one uses a library, that sort of thing. I mean, he went after Betancourt. I mean, he is a far right wing guy. Which I find now, and I do not take any pleasure in this guy's falling. I had an aunt that fell on ice up in Duluth, fractured her hip. That is a bad deal, man. I hope you do heal. Jeff, I hope you heal. I really do. That's a tough thing. But I have to tell you the truth. I find it somewhat hilarious that the guy who screams about wasting government taxpayer dollars and a guy who basically talks about, personal responsibility, he falls and all of a sudden it's like, why wasn't the sidewalk heated? Why wasn't there people out there? Why wasn't there someone to carry me to my car? Now, I'm paraphrasing. That's not exactly what he said. But kind of it's in the same kind of vein. I'm like, okay, wait a minute here. Aren't you Mr., conservative personal responsibility? Now, all of a sudden you fall and it wasn't completely thought and all this stuff. I mean, hey, dude, I'm sorry you fell, but it's the 180 that happens. And now it's the government needs to be out there. They need to have all these sidewalks cleared immediately with the newest in laser technology. Yeah. That's only going to cost a few billion dollars.
The heated sidewalks.
I mean, like I said, this is not, I am not in any capacity criticizing you for your injury. Your injury, that sucks, dude. And I mean, if it's that bad where you can't sit, all my best. And I hope that you can find out some way to get around it. But still, like I said, it's just, you're the guy that's been the conservative. You're the guy that's railed against big government. You're the guy that's railed against government spending. You're the guy that's been out there talking about personal responsibility. And all of a sudden you take a fall and, well, is it your come to Jesus moment? I don't know. I have no idea. Jim is in St. Louis Park. You wanted to chime in on this. Hey, Jim.
It really stresses the need for a single-payer health system because the number one reason for lawsuits and for bankruptcies is medical expenses.
Yeah.
And if we had a single-payer system, a lot of legal fees would be put right back into medical care.
You know what? Jim, you're on something here. I like this. I like what Jim is saying. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate the phone call. Here's what I propose. The Minnesota Jeff Passolt single-payer health care bill. That's what I'll do. Let's put Jeff Passolt's name on a single-payer health care bill so that when someone slips on a sidewalk and they fall, they have the government to thank for the health care they're going to get, the care and treatment that they deserve. Thanks, Jeff. Let's get your name all over that bill. I'm sure you'll be proud, proud to have your name on that bill. Or I could be horribly wrong. I could be. Brett, how many times have I been wrong on this show already today?
Never.
No, at least 12. I got myself at least 12 times so far. So I'm wrong all the time. I could be wrong. I could be way, way off base. The Jeff Passolt single-payer medical bill. Oh, that sounds like a legislative winner to me. 952-946-6205. The sad reality of Republicans and guns in the state of Minnesota. When we do return, it is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
This is Matt, owner of Green Home Doctors. The cold, bitter winter is here, and it's imperative to have your home properly insulated. 40% of our carbon dioxide emissions come from buildings. With today's political environment in Washington, individuals feel out of control in making positive impacts on the environment. Now's the time for us to become empowered by making changes in our personal lives. Call today and take advantage of rebates from CenterPoint and Xcel Energy. To learn more about the savings, visit greenhomedr.com.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is also one of the largest volume Toyota-certified used vehicle dealers in the country. They have better prices than many non-certified dealers, and they offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, feature incredibly low interest rates, and all their vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and reconditioning process. And right now, they're paying top dollar for your trade-in, even if you don't buy from them. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, I'm Samantha, and I'm a certified massage therapist at Awaken Living. Did you know your body is constantly affected by the wear and tear of your daily life, whether it's repetitive patterns or straining from activities? It's important for us to take care of our body, as we only get one. Most people view massage therapy as a luxury, when in fact it's a necessity for having a healthier body. Benefits of massage include stress relief, alleviated pain, decreased muscle tension, improved sleep and posture, improved circulation, release endorphins, and increased relaxation. As a certified massage therapist, I specialize in deep tissue, reflexology, rehabilitative, Swedish, and prenatal massage, working with clients throughout their pregnancy. I will provide you with a healing massage unlike any you have experienced. I invite you to come in for some much-needed rest and relaxation at the Awaken Living Clinic in Bloomington. Schedule an appointment today at 952-452-8583 or visit awakenlivinginfusion.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. You know, there's this mentality we have here that Paul Gazelka, the Senate Majority Leader, he's one of those moderate guys that works with the other side of the aisle. No, he's not. He went along with Kurt Dowd and all the crap that Kurt Dowd did. He is a guy that at one time, when he had his own mind and he could make decisions for himself, might have occasionally stumbled into a moderate stance. But because he is bought and paid for like all the rest of the Republicans are, that he basically he's only a moderate in basically in appearance as it is. That's all he is. I say that because let me read this to you. This is on the Star Tribune talking about gun restrictions. That this is a story that was written yesterday in regards to the Parkland anniversary. Any new gun restrictions would face formidable opposition at the Capitol Monday. Majority Leader Paul Gazelka recently told supporters of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus that he would work to prevent any new gun laws from passing this session. So that's kind of right. No, he's not even going to debate. I mean, there's no. He has taken the Tony Cornish method of nothing. We will give up nothing. Now, granted, I would presume that a topic that has a 90% approval rate, such as common sense gun regulations, would be something that you could, you know, if you were a Democrat, make these guys pay for. And you want to know the truth is what I would do is I would pass it out of the House and have victims of gun violence hand deliver that bill from the House to the Senate and take it right to Gazelka's door with every news camera in town right there saying, here, sir, please, let's have some common sense gun regulation and make Gazelka and his staff cowardly hide in their office and prevent and have police come in and get these kids out of the way. Because I'm not going to do anything for gun control. That is where we're at. Gun slaughters still happen on a daily basis in this country. They do. They absolutely do. Two kids here, three kids there, four coworkers over there. They happen every single day. And Paul Gazelka is, you know, he's taking the point of, I'm not going to do anything. And no, arming teachers or turning every school in the state into a military complex is not a viable solution. The most common sense solution would be to get the guns out of the hands of the people who can do a lot of bad. And as we talked about the City Pages story from earlier this week, it is clear that 28,000 people were able to buy a gun without a background check in Minnesota last year. 28,000. And at least 10% of those people probably could not pass a background check if their life depended on it. And Paul Gazelka doesn't even want to stop that loophole. He doesn't even want to stop that travesty. It is unfortunate that we are at this point. But this is the belligerence that the Republican Party has become, is that they don't care. And the reason why is they know that you could have the modern Republican voter whose kids get blown away at a school shooting, and you still have a decent chance, if you're a Republican, of getting that guy to vote for you. Even if you say, you know what, I can't take the gun away from the guy that shot your kids. Because the modern Republican was like, oh, I guess that's the way, I guess it's got to be that way. Maybe this national emergency decision, like I said, maybe part of me is like, well, let this thing go through. And I'd be very interested to see what the next Democrat does. Because you know what? On day one, saying we're going to tackle gun violence in America, I'm going to order the CDC to do an immediate investigation, and I'm going to give them the funds to do so, into the harms of gun violence in America, and we're going to start restricting online gun sales, period, across the country. And that, no, you can't even sell a gun to a family member unless they go through a background check. And they clear a criminal record check as well. God forbid we actually have that standard to make sure that things that are designed to kill as many human beings as quickly and as fast as possible are not allowed to be in the hands of everyone that can get them. But do not fool yourself. Paul Gazelka is not a moderate. He is not a middle of the road. He's just as extremist as the rest of these guys. He might not be out in Kurt Doubtland, but he's pretty damn close. And trust me that, that these guys will not do anything. I mean, most of these bills that are getting hearings in the House, they will not get through the Senate, because the Republicans in the Senate have been told to kill these bills. And the last thing these guys want to do is anything that is going to jeopardize their Senate majority in the next election. Because there's a lot of suburban senators who are now Republican suburban senators who are now representing districts who overwhelmingly voted Democrat. And they are terrified of losing those seats. So, you know, they're going to hope guns wins over the day. They'll get back into the abortion world. And then they'll basically sit there and then hope that you're not paying attention to Trump. Like I said, stay active, stay engaged, be out there. Get your tickets to the Blue State Ball. We will be back on a Monday. Until then, see ya.